You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I remember you, Mr. Bon Jovi. That's his actual name.
Bon Jovi?
Yes. Yeah. John Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi was shortened. I have no idea why. I used to know, but I needed the extra capacity space in my head, so I eliminated that fact. Good morning and welcome. It's the Friday edition of Byers & Company. I'm going to give you a phrase that you probably haven't heard since the 1970s.
Okay.
And it's not part of the common vernacular today, but at one point it was.
I'm listening.
Are you interested? Is your interest peaked?
Yes, I'm peaked.
I'm peaked.
Cop a feel.
I haven't heard that.
I said that. I mean, I heard that.
Say, are you sure you want to phrase it that way there, miss?
No, I'm saying that at one point it was a common sort of phrase, right?
Right.
In our lifetime. Certainly in Coach's lifetime. By the way, I don't only mean, I mean, Coach is just the oldest guy I know, so I use him as a, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
As a point of reference.
Right.
So it was bandied about very casually in the 1960s, 1970s, right?
Correct.
If I look at the Merriam-Webster definition of cop a feel, to touch someone in an unwanted and unexpected sexual way, and then they give the I love how they always give you the, like the example.
Yeah.
Some guy on a bus tried to cop a feel. I mean, that's what they say. So like a stranger. So we have come a long way. As this was just sort of a thing. I mean, nobody said someone should lose their job. Nobody said assault. Nobody said victim. They said cop a feel. As if that was like okay just to sort of move in and cop a feel.
As it were.
So in some of these stories that you're reading, that things are 30, 40 years, I mean,
removed.
We have changed as people, right? I mean, I think to the better.
As people, as a society.
As just what was sort of kind of, you know, hey, guys are running everything and guys are getting away with everything. Guys are doing things. And it has changed. I mean, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I think some people will tell you that it hasn't at all. And I do think it has. And clearly not with everyone. But you also have to remember, when I look at like this Roy Moore stuff, and I don't know what's true or not true. I don't know what Al Franken did and not did. I don't care what Sylvester Stallone did. I don't know. I still believe in due process in this country. But that doesn't mean that people are lying when they come forward and tell you this. But at one point, this was just part of the language.
Right.
Cop a feel.
It sounds so odd when you say it these
days. I know. But I'm saying it was a... I mean... It was a standard sort of piece of our language. Now, that would seem alien to kids today, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about, you know, if little man, if those words came out of his mouth.
It would be stunned.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, in my lifetime, that was just sort of, I mean, no one said, like I don't ever remember at Lakeview High School, someone saying, hey, cop a feel, and you're going, hey, that's wrong.
No, I've just also, you know, I've never heard somebody go, oh, well, I was on the bus and somebody tried to assault me, meaning cop a feel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we, you know. So I try to keep in a context when you start talking about something that happened 30 years ago or 40 years ago or whatever. And then lumping all of the behavior into one pot, I think, is a dangerous idea. Because it is, as Lindsay said earlier, I think, dismissing some of the more serious allegations. I mean, when you lump, like, George Bush in a wheelchair copping a feel in with rape, you are really belittling the rape charge. In my opinion. But once again, I'm going to treat all of these folks the exact same way, whether there's an R or a D next to the name. And I hate the fact that this is now just a partisan witch hunt game. Ridiculous. We get back, we'll tell you about what's happening at Milliken. Stay tuned.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time, 7:59. Decatur Memorial Hospital is now able to better serve their Mount Zion patients with a clinic that's connected to Save More Pharmacy. The new walk-in clinic is part of the hospital's strategic plan, according to President and CEO of DMH, Tim Stone. He says they view Mount Zion as the anchor community of our southeast corridor, in which we are increasing our level of service. He says patients are able to come in and see caregivers like lead physician assistant Everett Shaw without an appointment. Shaw says they are open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 to noon. He said providing a walk-in clinic for patients is essential for busy people. He says the most common reason people change doctors is because they can't get into their doctor to have headaches, runny noses, and fractures taken a look at. It'll help because it'll reach a group of people that can come in and be seen within 15 to 20 minutes. Clinic is open at attached to Save More Pharmacy, so you can pick up your scripts immediately. More news after Fox News. It's 8 a.m.
Senators are telling President Trump's son-in-law to be more forthcoming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the special counsel probing Russian interference wants more Trump campaign documents. Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Ranking Member Dianne Feinstein sent a letter to the lawyer for White House advisor Jared Kushner, claiming that Kushner failed to disclose several documents about his alleged contacts with WikiLeaks in response to multiple inquiries from committee investigators. Meanwhile, special counsel Robert Mueller reportedly issued subpoenas to more than a dozen White House and former Trump campaign officials last month. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Mueller's move came despite the campaign's voluntary compliance with his investigation. Dave?
John, tax reform advances in the Senate hours after House Republicans passed their bill, but it got heated before the Finance Committee vote last night. Republican Orrin Hatch, angry Democrats say he's just helping the rich.
I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me.
Arguing with Democrat Sherrod Brown.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people.
Regular order,
in the country,
Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and richer.
Regular order.
The full Senate will consider the bill after Thanksgiving. Our ISIS terrorists have been driven out of the last town they controlled in Iraq. Soldiers backed by the U.S.-led coalition stormed in at dawn. 3 years ago, ISIS militants controlled nearly a third of Iraq. Now they have only a few areas of Syria. Baltimore police still haven't found the guy who shot a detective in the head Wednesday. There's now a $169,000 reward for info.
We spoke to one detective who says that he's been here since 10 last night. He's likely not going to get off until 1 this afternoon. Another detective was wiping away tears as I approached. Very, very emotional for them, but they say they are not going to rest until they find this cop killer.
Stephanie Woods with Fox 45 TV in Baltimore. A fire torched a senior living community late last night in Westchester, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia, injuring 20 people. Dozens more fled the flames. Some rushed out in wheelchairs. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Manufacturing advocates say lawmakers in the Capitol have been some of the least job-friendly in decades. Illinois Manufacturers Association Vice President Mark Densler works with lawmakers to pass laws to help the state's manufacturers. He says the members of the current General Assembly haven't been cooperating.
This is one of the worst legislative sessions for the business community in decades. We're losing jobs here, and therefore families are leaving.
Zach Mattel does the same thing for the Technology Manufacturers Association of Illinois. He says the laws that have passed are more likely to cost his member businesses jobs than to help create them.
They want to say they support manufacturing, they support middle-class jobs, and they support growing wages in Illinois. But when I look at their voting record, they don't.
Illinois is the only state in the Midwest that has been losing manufacturing jobs since the recession ended in 2009. Thursday Night Football had the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Tennessee Titans, 42-17. College basketball, Malik Yarbrough had 18.6 rebounds and 6 assists to help Illinois State beat South Carolina 69-65 in the opening game of the relocated Puerto Rico tip-off. Tonight on WSOY, Fighting Illini basketball as they take on DePaul. We'll have that pregame for you at 6:30, tip-off at 7:30. More news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
20 years ago, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation. Those individuals recognize the important role private donors play in providing students with the opportunities that spark a love of learning. Our foundation is now one of the most active in the nation, underwriting hundreds of classroom projects, initiatives, and donor-designated programs. Together, supporters combine their contributions to enrich learning experiences that extend well beyond the classroom. Every gift to the foundation is an investment in young people, and the return on that investment is clear. The more support we give our students now, the better prepared they are to stick with school, find careers they love, and give back to their community. Consider a gift that grows over time. Contribute to the Winter Activities Fund or ask about planned giving through our endowment campaign. Gifts are tax deductible and 100% of each donation stays right here. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042 to learn more about inspiring a future full of promise.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Scattered showers today, mainly after 1 p.m., with highs around 52 degrees. For tonight, showers are likely, could see some thunderstorms after 9 p.m., with temperatures getting warmer, nearly 60 degrees by 3 a.m. Then for your Saturday, occasional showers and thunderstorms before noon, could still see some rain showers in the afternoon. It's also going to get colder, temperatures falling to around 39 degrees by 5 p.m. Then Sunday, sunshine, highs near 38. Right now, it is 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. This hour, Michelle Polino will join us live from Hollywood. We've got tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard to the Illini game tonight. And a couple of Millikan senior nursing students stop by to tell you about an event tomorrow on campus. We'll be...
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Tomorrow is the Christmas parade in downtown Decatur. Can you believe that next week is Thanksgiving? I don't know where the year has gone. It seems like we were talking about Memorial Day like a month ago, and here we are ready for Thanksgiving and the Christmas parade. It's not the only thing going on tomorrow, though. On the campus of Millikan University, they're having a symposium and a drug take-back event, and it's our great pleasure to welcome Kaylina Jones and Megan Malachi to the program, both Millikan senior nursing students. All right, either one of you take this question. I love when you guys do this stuff because it's education, but it's also actually physically doing something. How did this idea come about?
We just got together as a group. There's about five of us that got together and wanted to make a difference in Macon County with our project. This was supposed to be hypothetical, or it could have been hypothetical, but... I don't know. My group's pretty motivated. We've never done anything.
Well,
you know, just fun.
Yeah, I know it's important to Dr. White and the campus of Millikan that you have actual, you know, real world training along with your education, so you actually get real world application. Because theory is one thing, and you can learn a lot, but actually getting your hands on and doing stuff is different. So you decided to host this event last night or tomorrow night. So let's find out exactly what it is. So there's two things. There's a symposium.
Correct.
Who's going to be there?
Okay, at the symposium we have actually three special guest speakers: Lieutenant Jonathan Butts from the Macon County Sheriff's Office, as well as Michael Burkham, who is one of the founders of the Tyler Yount Foundation, and one of the detectives from the Decatur Police Department.
All right, Chad Ramey. And so yes, they'll be the featured speakers. And
correct.
So what are you going to be talking about?
Education, prevention. Michael Burkham is going to talk about his foundation. He's pretty well does a lot of stuff with, like, providing Narcan for the first responders in Macon County. And
which is an amazing thing.
Yes.
People don't realize that there are people who are overdosing right here and going, if they're fortunate enough, to go to the emergency room and can walk out of there 30 minutes later. I mean, this drug has been, unbelievable. Yes. But the downside of that is that people think it's okay to overdose and you're going to be just fine. And this opioid problem that we have, not only here in Macon County, but across the United States of America, is a gigantic one. So you're going to be talking about, I would assume, all of those issues.
Oh, yes.
And how do you begin to tackle this? I mean, you guys are going into your careers, right? You graduate at the end of the year. How many weeks do you have left?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Are you counting down?
Yes, we are.
All right. Do you both have jobs ready to go?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, you were telling me off the air that you're both going to work for Decatur Memorial Hospital.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. So what are you
going
to do?
I will be going to the ICU.
Okay.
And I'll be working in the CV ICU.
Well, great. This is a perfect story. You know, you guys go to Millikan, do good, and stay here in the community and continue to do good. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Now, in addition to the symposium, you're also going to do a drug take-back event. What does that mean?
It's at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. It's in the Circle Drive there at Millikan. And what it is people will just drive up to the Circle Drive there and give us their expired medications, liquids, pills, capsules, patches, anything over the counter. We even are going to take PET medications that are expired, and you just drive up to that Circle Drive and hand your medications to us, and we'll give you some hot chocolate.
All right, so what's the purpose of doing this?
It's to get medications off the street that don't need to be there. I mean, we're going to take all medications expired.
So if somebody gets, you know, there's a break-in at their home and this stuff gets stolen and then it's out there on the streets, you know, it may be unused or expired and you don't have any plans for it, but that doesn't mean it can't end up back on the streets in the hands of somebody who wants it.
Absolutely. And teenagers are getting their hands on pills too, constantly.
All right. You got stuff, you know, just sitting around. And I was thinking about this, and probably everyone does. You may not spend much time thinking about it, but if you go through your bathroom and your cabinets, you probably have, expired or unused prescription drugs. And so you guys are going to do this in a secure, eco-friendly disposal way, so people don't have to worry about throwing them away and that ending up back out on the streets.
Yeah, because actually most drugs aren't supposed to go down the toilet or down the sink or anything like that. They're supposed to get disposed of properly, and
people just don't
have
think
the ability
about it, right?
To, yeah.
All right. So, how big is the nursing program there at Millikan University?
Oh, gosh, it's large, but yes. Our class is 13,
mm-hmm.
and I think the class behind us is 14, but then we're not the only ones graduating. There's master's students and everything, too.
All right, and so I've heard great things from the hospitals about what Millikan does there and how they're preparing people. Why did you guys decide? Because there's a huge shortage right now. I mean, if you're a parent looking to steer your kid towards a fantastic career, I mean, you guys could have your choice, right, coming out of this program.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge demand.
Yeah.
And as bachelor prepared, everybody wants us.
Yes.
So that must feel nice, because there's a lot of people that are graduating that aren't in that same, mm-hmm. you got to be smart about your education and going into a field where there's some demand. So it must be nice knowing that you're still 3 weeks to graduation and you already have the beginning of your career set in place.
Yeah,
it's nice.
So did you decide, you guys are going to different departments. How does that work? I mean, is that what you wanted to do, was ICU?
Yes.
Okay, and why?
It's always been a passion of mine. Critical care is just, my grandma actually is a retired nurse, so that's kind of where I, got my feelings of wanting to become a nurse was from my grandma. And critical care was just something that I loved during our clinical rotation, and that's what my passion is.
All right. So walk me through the career path. When did you start? How long does it take? What do you have to do, to become what you guys are becoming, for folks out there that might be interested?
Oh, man. It can take as little as 4 years to become a bachelor prepared nurse, and it can take as little as 2 years to become an associate prepared nurse. And then you can go on from there. I'm planning on going on for further education. It'll be another 4 to 7 years of
the scale's pretty big. I mean, it's all over the place with what you want to do. And how's your experience at Millikan been? How did you guys both end up there?
It was a school that, everyone talks about in this area. I mean, they have a wonderful nursing program, and I feel like they prepare you for, what's going to come after getting out of, school. And I just feel like their program's good, and it's just prepared me overall to, get ready out in the work field and just do your job.
Okay. And you're from Payne originally?
Yes.
And you're from Mount Zion, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you both end up at Millikan. Now, tomorrow, I want to talk about this. 10 a.m. till 12 p.m., right? At the University Commons is the symposium?
Yes. Yeah. From 10 a.m. to 12. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what about the actual drop-off or the drug take-back event?
The drug take-back will be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. In the Circle Drive of the Kirkland Fine Arts Building.
Okay. So right off of Fairview there, people can come in, pull in, just drive around the circle. They don't have to worry about parking or getting out of the car. They can just literally drop it off as they come.
It's
going
to be cold. We wanted people to be able to stay warm.
You guys picked wisely. Saturday morning is going to be okay. It's not going to be bad. Saturday night for the Christmas parade is going to be miserable.
And we'll have hot chocolate, as you come and hand us medications.
All right. Now, if people are interested in doing that, that's easy. But if they want to come to the actual symposium itself, are the general public, I mean, are they invited?
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
anybody who wants to come.
And where will that be?
It will be in the University Commons building on the third floor in either ballroom A or B, but they're right next door to each other. So
okay, that we were just there the other night for the Decatur Public Schools Foundation dinner, which is that new comment. How cool is that new building?
It's beautiful. It's
amazing. Yeah, you only got it for your senior year.
You it's jealous a good study spot, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. If folks want to find out more information, is they can go to millikan.edu/nursing. Is that correct for the web address? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then tomorrow morning from 8 to 10, Kirkland drop-off for any unused or expired drugs that you have, prescription drugs, and then from 10 a.m. Until noon will be the symposium. What kind of questions are you going to ask these folks in law enforcement?
For example, like Lieutenant Jonathan Butts at the Macon County Sheriff's Office, he's going to talk about their at-risk services program that the Sheriff's Office provides. Michael Burkham will, of course, talk about his foundation. And then Detective Chad Ramey will just kind of talk about what he sees in the field and, you know, just kind of educate people.
Yeah, this is an education thing because we're getting people that are ending up criminals that have never been criminals because they had knee surgery and 6 months later they're addicted to, you know, painkillers. I mean, it's crazy what's going on with this across the country. Well, congratulations to both of you for being so proactive with this and helping out the cause. Okay. We wish you all the best tomorrow. That's Megan Malachi and Kaylina Jones from Millikan University, both Millikan senior nursing students. They've got their event tomorrow. Check it out. We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Scattered showers today, mainly after 1 p.m., highs near 52. Tonight, showers likely, gradually maybe seeing some thunderstorms as well. Gradually getting warmer with around 60 degrees by 3 a.m. For your Saturday, occasional showers, thunderstorms before noon, getting cooler, almost 40 degrees by 5 p.m. And then Sunday, sunshine, highs near 38. It's 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.